Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our new series of studies, Christian Renewal, or as we said on our last broadcast, it could be entitled Maintaining Good Spiritual Health. And we took up the renewal of a right spirit. David, when he had sinned against the Lord, tried to hide it, tried to cover it up. But Nathan the prophet brought his sin before him, and David was heartbroken. He said in the 51st Psalm, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And we took that theme, renewing the right spirit within us, as meaning that we should confess our sin before the Lord and ask His forgiveness as children, and then indeed we will be in fellowship with Him. But God will not permit us to go on with unjudged sin in our lives. Now today on the broadcast, we want to speak of the renewal of our youth. And this certainly should strike a respondent note in our hearts, the renewal of our youth, spiritually speaking, of course. And in the 103rd Psalm, we read these words, "Blessed be the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Now the Lord gives us a comparison here, and I think it's a lovely comparison. The eagle is a long-lived bird. It lives longer, perhaps, than any other bird, so I've been told. Now, think of this, if you will, please. We'll illustrate it with a story. Suppose a father takes his little son out into the woods. And while they're out in the woods, they look up overhead, and there is an eagle sailing majestically in the sky. And that eagle just sails around and around, soars, does not flap his wings. And the little boy is amazed. And he says, "Daddy, how can the eagle stay up there when he's not flapping his wings?" And his daddy may explain to him, "Well, he's riding a thermal. He's soaring." Little boy is just absolutely amazed. He's just captivated by the sight of that eagle. They go home. And the story goes on. The boy grows up. He marries, has children, and then perhaps grandchildren. And then he thinks of the time that he and his father saw that eagle. And he goes back into that country and goes to the same spot and looks up overhead, and there is another eagle. He says, "Why, the eagles are still here." Now, what the man may not realize, it may be the same eagle that he saw as a lad. Now, the Lord says here, or David says rather, speaking of the Lord in the 103rd Psalm, "Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Now, I think we have the things in this chapter preceding this verse that tells us how to renew our youth in the Lord. Now, I'll read it again. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Ah, there's where we start out. The benefits of the Lord. And certainly, they should pick up our soul. They should encourage us. They're too numerous to mention. And then he could go on and say in verse 3, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases." Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. There's a beautiful thought. He takes away the fear of sin. And he indeed It relieves his tension. It helps him to live longer. To know that your sins are forgiven, that's a beautiful experience. To know that Christ has already paid the debt of your sin on the cross, you trust it, the tension is over, you're not afraid of God, you love Him. And then in the last of the verse, "And He heals all our diseases." All thy diseases are healed. And you know the Scripture does say a lot about spiritual diseases. For instance, in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, in verse 3, we read here, in that verse, the fainting spells. that we, a Christian, can have. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Yes, we're capable of fainting spells. And then we indeed can look at the fact that we can have stomach trouble. In Hebrews 5 and 12, we read there, "Ye are become like those that have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe." Now he's become such as have need of milk. His stomach isn't acting right. He's got to go back to milk. Isn't it too bad that some Christians never seem to grow up, never seem to develop, never seem to renew their youth? And then we have the loss of memory, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9. "He that lacketh these things is blind." Actually, we have two illnesses here. He is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Yes, his memory has failed him. He that lacks these things, and Peter's been talking about Christian graces, they should be seen in us. He that lacks these things is blind. Yes, he can't see. Spiritual blindness. He cannot properly assess his own spiritual state. And he's forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. How sad. Forgetfulness and blindness. And then we go on. There is feebleness in Hebrews 12 and 12. "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees." That's a spiritual illness. And then in the very next verse, "Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Let it rather be healed." Yes, people can be lame, spiritually speaking. Then there's deafness. In Hebrews 5:11, "Of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." And certainly these diseases beset us. Mental and physical exhaustion, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men." Christians can get into this kind of shape, and he heals all our diseases. Oh, this will renew our youth when we come to the Word of God. We said on our last broadcast, the main thrust of the whole broadcast was owning our sin, confessing it, and getting back into fellowship with God. And if we have a theme today, it is this, that we read the Word of God and feed on it. It is our spiritual food. We'll notice it in a little more detail later. Now, heart trouble is also one of the things that beset Christians. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." That's the way to get over heart trouble. Just simply trust the Lord. Now we go on into the next verse. "Redeemeth thy life from destruction." He protects us spiritually as well as physically. "Crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." They cannot be summed up. And then "he who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." How is our mouth satisfied with good things? Well, with the milk of the Word and the meat of the Word. The Word will let us feed on Christ, so to speak, spiritually speaking. And then our youth is renewed. We go strong again when we feed on the Word of God. And certainly, His loving kindness and His mercies do speak to us in this respect. Let's read in 1 Peter about the fact that the milk of the Word there is mentioned. "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." And we've already read in Hebrews chapter 5 about the fact that the strong meat, he says it to those Hebrew believers. He said, "For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become." They lapsed. They lost the vigor of youth. "And become such as need of milk and not of strong meat." For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of their youth have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Here we have two kinds of food. We have the milk of the word, and then we have the strong meat. What constitutes the milk of the word? Now this is this is food for babes in Christ. The milk of the word. I think that this corresponds to the fact that when God first saved our souls, the fact that Christ loved us to the degree that he died on the cross for us just thrilled our hearts. We thought we had the ultimate. We did not go any farther than that. It satisfied our own needs, and that was the milk of the word. But later, as we read there in Hebrews chapter 5, we find out that there's the meat of the word, and the strong meat is this: I believe Christ in his resurrection, Christ in his glory. Now the milk of the word, I think, is very, very plainly brought out in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. We read there, Paul speaking to those Corinthians, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Now, what did he teach them? He says, I fed you with milk. I'll tell you what he teaches them. He tells us himself what he taught these Corinthians. We read in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, here's what he taught them: the crucifixion of Christ. The milk of the word is the humility of Christ, his sufferings, when he went to the cross to die for you and me. That's the milk. Now, let me tell you this. A mature Christian doesn't mind a glass of milk once in a while, do we? Don't we? We love it. We love to think the fact that Christ died on the cross for us. Certainly, it is beautiful to our souls, but it's Christ and his glory. And when we feed on the word of God, our youth will be renewed like the eagles. May God lead us into the word of God so that our youth may be renewed. We may go strong and vigorous again. Father, bless these thoughts to our hearts today as we commit the word to thee for blessing. In our Savior's name, amen.